Blog Talk Radio.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news.
Shadow. I appreciate smart. But you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
Right about now, I know y'all digging this, so just turn up your radio wherever you at. We about to bring it.
Let's say thanks a lot for joining me here on the Game Strong Sports Talk Show, another Monday night.
All right, everybody.
This jack of ball, man.
You want to play a game? Okay. How play with it?
Game Strong, we here, and we're here to go ahead and impact communities and impact lives.
I'm too strong! Too strong! We're going to hit the table tonight. Give it to them, and I'm going to give it to you. They don't understand the whole thing.
Guys, welcome back everybody to the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. It's me, your host, Big Trey.
See, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
If you got questions, or you just want to give me a shout out, I'll send them along.
You want to play a game? Okay. I'll play with it.
Giving you the latest in sports, the hottest sports recruit out there in your city, in your area. All over.
I'm too strong.
Hey, what's up, Game Strong World, how's it going? I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter weekend, you know, enjoying it with your families, and most importantly, you know, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, and eating up other people's food, and enjoying the playoffs that happened over the weekend. A lot of good games over the weekend. Of course, the Clipper game is outstanding. What had the classic matchup between the Spurs and the Mavericks. And surprisingly, Atlanta beat Indiana. That's crazy. That's real crazy. But tonight, got a wonderful show coming up. Not only do I have two great interviews coming up, but a player and a GM definitely is going to give you their sides of the coin, their lifestyle, and how they're on their grind every day trying to make it. Well, my first guest, coming from West Philadelphia, Marcus O.T. Singleton. Are you there, Marcus?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hey, how you doing, my man? How you going, Winston?
I'm good. I've been better.
Now, my man, who you got winning the championship?
Who I got winning the championship? Of course, the Miami Heat, man. I mean, of course, they're going to struggle, and it's going to be not easy for them. They might struggle with the Pacers, whatever they did last year, but I think they'll prevail and pull it out again.
Oh, so you got the Heat winning it all?
Yeah, I got the Heat winning it all. No doubt
okay.
In my mind.
And you can put your bottom dollar on that. The Heat going to win it all?
He's going to win them all. Going to win it all.
Now, if the Heat don't win, you know everybody's going to come after you, man. Everybody's going to come at you on Twitter, Facebook, and let you know that you're wrong, man. You know, your haters out there are going to let you know that you're wrong about the prediction. You know that, right?
I ain't worried about that. They came at you when they lost 2011, but they almost came at me last year. I got kind of scared in game six, but we prevailed. I mean, best team, best player in the world.
Okay, my man. I'm going to definitely hold you to that. Marcus, you go ahead. Why don't you tell the Game Strong World a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what got you on this grind playing basketball. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about yourself?
And I'm basically just like any other diamond in the rough under the radar player that just fell in love with the game of basketball. Real passionate about it at a young age. And me and Marcus Singleton, they call me O.T., and, you know, from West Philadelphia. Me, I'm 6'2", combo guard. I mean, excellent shooter, great defender. Will hustle, put him up on the line. Each and every night, every second, every minute that I'm out there, you're going to get 180, 190% from me. I'm just one of those guys that, you know, had a rough road and, I mean, but I'm out here and I'm going to continue to live my dream as long as I possibly can.
That's great. That's great. Now, coming from West Philly, you know, how were you able to stay away from the negativity that surrounded the area?
I mean, basically, you just choose the right people to hang around. You know, some of your childhood friends, when you get to the teenage years of your life or the young adult years, some people you just got to, like, cut off because, like, certain people moving in one direction, others moving in another. But me, basically, how I kept away from it, I read a lot. I stayed in a lot. And whenever I was out, when I was out in the street, I wasn't out playing around. I was on the basketball court. I mean, my mom kept me in camps all summer. I mean, I was privileged in that perspective. I always was in camps. Always was away. Always on the basketball court. And I always tried my best to stay around positive people and stay away from the negative people and just keep focused on my passion.
Okay. And, you know, that's really important, you know, making sure you surround yourself with the right people, you know, people that actually mean you well. Always got to have that right circle that's around you. And that leads me up to this next question, you know, with all the influences that you had coming up in your lifetime, which is the greatest influence that you ever had and what life lesson did they teach you?
The greatest male influence, you said?
Any influence, male or female?
That's a tough one. I mean, I got so many, but my main influence that really means the most to me and I really look up to the most is my grandfather. God rest his soul. He was a hard-working, blue-collar man, and he came from South Carolina, moved here when he was 18 years old, didn't have past a sixth grade education, but was managed to open up his own TV repair business and own some properties and just progress. And they don't make too much men like they do my grandfather, man, nowadays. So, I mean, that's who I mainly look up to more than anybody in the world as far as on a basketball situation. Of course, I mean, Bubba Chuck, one and only Allen Iverson. I mean, I grew up in that era. I mean, with the braids and the tattoos and all that, lots of these young cats nowadays don't know that when they're wearing them arm sleeves and all these tattoos, who they're mimicking, who that came from. Some people, most people just wearing that stuff, I mean, just for the show. I mean, like, he really changed the game for a lot of people, man. Like, I mean, and he helped guys like me motivate me. Me being a small guard and being able to play my game and be a scorer, and like I took a lot from him. So that's one of the two people that I mostly look up to in my lifetime, most important to me, that I try to model myself after the good aspects only. I mean, none of us are perfect.
No, none of us are perfect, but I definitely agree with you. A lot of young cats, if you don't know, the reason why you're wearing the only the strong survive, you know, basketball tattoos, the sleeves, a lot of the style that the NBA uses today, you know, people don't understand where that derived from. It came from Allen Iverson, you know, definitely willing to be different, willing to let everybody know, hey, it's not your appearance. It's about the passion and the love that you have for the game. And definitely he was a big-time ball player, not only in Georgetown, but for the Philadelphia 76ers. He played hard everywhere he'd go, but he'll be most remembered as one of the greatest scorers of all time, you know, for the 76ers. With that in mind, describe yourself as the type of point guard you are. Hello? Um, Hello? 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 Unfortunately, everybody, you know, we still got a lot of people, man, who turned up over the weekend. You know, damn interns, y'all got to get your mind right, man. You got to get your mind right. My man Marcus, I don't know where he's at, but I'm pretty sure he'll get back on the show. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and I'll talk to my other man, GM, all the way, coming from Columbus, Georgia, GM of the Atlanta Live, my man Terrence Coley. Give it up for him.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, my man?
I like the applause.
hey, no problem, man. You know, we interns, some of us got their mind right, man. Some of us.
Yeah, that's right.
How's everything going with you, my man?
Everything's great, man, on the up and up. We working hard with the Atlanta Live, me, the interns, my general manager and head coach, Mr. Lionel Garrett, our president, Brandon Williams, and I am the CEO of the Atlanta Live, not the GM.
So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to ask you this big question, man. Who you got winning it all this year, NBA championship?
I'm going to have to go with Miami Heat. I'm true believing the superstar player, man, and LeBron James is a superstar, bona fide. Hands down the best player in the league, man. And, basketball is the type of game, man, that one person can dominate on both sides of the ball, unlike football. So, you know, as long as you got LeBron James healthy, man, I think you can win the ring every year.
Oh, man, okay. You know what, I definitely agree with you. You think he's going to win the MVP this year?
I think KD really proved himself during the regular season, man. He had a great year, man. He crossed the board. Rebounds was up, assists, also, well, scoring, you know that. I think it was, 31 points a game, 32? I mean, you know, that's unheard of. Last time we seen that was AI, Michael Jordan.
Right. And I definitely understand that. Well, since you're here, my man, why don't you go ahead and tell the game strong world a little bit about yourself, about the Atlanta Live. How
okay.
did you get
All right.
started?
Well, I guess starting with myself, you know, my name is Terrence Coley. I'm from Columbus, Georgia. I grew up on basketball. We had it was a park right behind our house, man, and I used to go and play one-on-one by myself. Well, that's not one-on-one, but I guess I played the ghost, man, by myself, man, early in the mornings. I used to wake my best friends up, man, to come out and rebound. And they didn't play basketball at all, but they used to come out, you know, rebound 8, 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning if I get my shots up. But, you know, I kind of had a rough not childhood, but, you know, adolescent years, and went through some ups and downs that prevented me, I think, from reaching the full potential that I could actually reach at that time. But I did go off to Georgia Perimeter, played a little ball there at Georgia Perimeter, and, you know, I said, again, man, I just kind of just strayed away from the game of basketball. But I started coaching the Columbus Lady Ballers in 2010, and being around those women, man, it kind of just, I just fell back in love with the game of basketball, man. I had that passion, that burn, man. So, you know, I called up the ABA, inquired about owning the team. Joe Newman gave me that opportunity, man, and now you have the Atlanta Live.
Wow. Okay. All right then, man. Definitely congratulations to you with that.
Thank you.
Now, is there a major event that just gave you that calling where you wanted to go ahead and be a part of the Atlanta Live? Like, what turning point in your life that just happened where you like, hey, look, I want to be a CEO of a basketball team and help impact other young men's lives and provide the opportunity for them to live out their dreams?
Well, my divorce. Going through that at that time when you was with somebody that you truly love and you're breaking apart and, you know, you're going through the ups and downs of we're going to be together, not be together, man, I had to kind of channel that anger somewhere, man. So, and I'm not going to say anger. I guess you say just basically, man, just trying to use my brain some other way besides concentrating on the aspect of the force. So, you know, I inquired about the team, and once I actually had the team, got the market, it was downhill, man. I've been locked in ever since. Like, I pour everything that I have into the ABA and also into the Atlanta Live. This is my baby, man. It's something that I never thought I would be doing, but I always wanted to be a part of basketball in some capacity. But owning the team is a dream. You know, you get a chance, I'm like more like Mark Cuban, man. I kind of have my hands in everything, man. I'm on the conference call with the interns. I talk to my GM daily. We talk about basketball, life. My president, Brandon Williams, man, he's the coolest dude I've met so far. And like I said, my interns, they're great. You know, they're young. You know, they kind of look up to me, man. I'm in the leadership role now, man. I have to conduct myself as a role model. So, you know, that all of that has kind of helped me mature. Like now, you know how social media is, man. Most people, you know, get on and just say what they want to. And sometimes I have the urge to do that. But, you know, I just, because of this basketball team, I have learned to watch my mouth. Conduct myself in a manner that would be respected by the community and also sponsors. You know, without them, it wouldn't be us. So, you know, I just have to say, man, in these last 2 years, man, I grew up because of the game of basketball. But the divorce fueled my fire.
So, and then let me get this right: your divorce, which a lot of people don't really handle that all too well. You're saying that your divorce steered you in the direction where you're at right now, where you're solely focused on not only getting your life together, but help impacting the lives of others as well.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what I wanted to do in my marriage. I wanted to... you know, I wanted to be there, you know, full time, you know, make sure, you know, she was good as far as, like, anything that she needed. I just always wanted to be there. I've been that type of person, and what I did was just, like I said, just really just basketball now. So I'm there for the basketball players that might not make the team. I'm there for the ones that will make the team. I'm there for the interns. I'm there for my head coach. I'm there for everybody, man. I make sure that I'm accessible. And that's one thing that I learned in my marriage is that was a problem, man, not being accessible. So, you know, I looked at those mistakes, man, and tried not to make them with this basketball team. But the basketball team did help fill that void. I mean, when you lose, like I said, you lose something that you really love, okay, it's either going to be a positive or it's going to be a negative, you know. So, I mean, I just, you know, figured out a way to do it the positive way. You know, basketball fills that void now, man. It's like I'm married to the game. I know you never heard that phrase before.
ever since you know, you bounced the ball the first. Anytime you bounce the ball for the first time, you know, you definitely fall in love with it, man. And a lot of us think, you know, we're going to play the game until we, you know, at least 60, 70 years old. Well, I think so. I think I'm going to be playing the game of basketball forever. I love it. I love it, you know, and definitely talking to you. You know, you have a great basketball mind and a great passion for basketball. With that being said, what is your vision for semi-pro basketball?
Oh, man, I really would like for the semi-pro basketball to kind of clean up the act. The last two years that I've been involved with semi-pro basketball, I have learned things that I wouldn't think that was going on inside of semi-pro basketball. And so me, Kevin Williams, Derek Polly, and Gio, we come together, man, every day, and we look at the mistakes of other leagues, other team owners, and we try to clean those mistakes up. I want semi-pro basketball to serve as a development league to the development league, and also a development league to get players overseas. Right now, I have an opportunity in place to take guys over to Italy this summer. 85 basketball players will be going to Italy this summer. The big one will be the Serie A, Trias, Italy, man. I can't wait for that. And that's what we want to do. We want to provide opportunity, man. We want to provide stats. We want to provide game film. We want to put these guys on TV and let them have a platform to showcase their talent. And I think that me, Kevin, Derek, Polly, and Gio, we do pretty much sold that up, man. We got little Kingston stuff like that we got to work out. But, I really see a bright future for us.
Okay. All right, man. Definitely. So with that being said, what is the Atlanta Live all about?
Oh, man, Atlanta Live is about Atlanta. Atlanta is live, and that's why, you know, I couldn't, when I heard the name, I just couldn't get past it, man. You know, Atlanta Live, Atlanta is known for its nightlife, you know, you just call the Black Hollywood now. So, you know, that's what we're about. We just want to show New York, Texas, in D.C., mainly New York and D.C., they just act like they invented basketball. But we want to show them that we play basketball down south, not just football.
Oh, wow. Now you're coming at all my New York listeners and D.C. listeners. You know.
I'm not really worried about Texas.
Now there's great hoopers out there now. So you definitely with you saying that, you're saying that you're definitely willing to put Atlanta on the map as far as hooping is concerned.
Yes, we were semi-pro basketball. We planning for the takeover, man, you know. And takeover just don't mean on the basketball court. I mean inside the community as well. We just partnered with Susie G. Coleman and St. Jude's. And Susie G. Coleman is so close to my heart, man, because my mom just beat breast cancer last year, man. And so, you know, if you got a round of applause that you can throw her right quick, you know, she might be listening. But, yeah, man, I'm proud of her, man. The strongest woman I know.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man, definitely. Congratulations, Mom. A lot of people. I'm not strong enough. Now, do you have any other projects that's coming up? Your organization?
Yes. Today, verbally, we sealed the deal to get ready to launch the Women's League, the Women's NIBA League. So I know that's going to be exciting. The women is very different from the men. They actually participate in events. So I can say, hey, I need 4 women to come out to a live and remote. 12 going to show up. Men, I say, I need 3 guys to show up to a live and remote. 1 going to show up and he's not going to want to put the uniform on. So I just really don't understand. I really don't understand that. But I'm very ecstatic to have a women's team, man. I mean, like I said, hopefully they hard work and rub off on the guys.
Okay. So now, are you going? Now you got women and men.
Yep.
Will you be able to balance out? Women's Atlanta Live, men's Atlanta Live. Like, will you be able to fully have both teams win it, have them both be winning organizations and not go crazy, my man?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I really don't see any competition, man. I mean, I think my confidence, enthusiasm, and passion is going to trickle down through the team, man, as far as through the president, to the GM, to the interns, and to the 13 ball players, man. I mean, we got 50 that we signed from AM1, Robert Martin. We got Genius 2K, Roy Hudson. And I think these guys, man, with the experience they're going to bring to the table, man, is going to be unmatched.
Wow. And those are some big-time street ball legends.
Yep.
And then you got them signed to your team, and you have a lot of former NBA guys, you know, supporting your organization.
Yep.
But since, you know, you've already said that, you know, there's no competition. You're very confident in your GM skills. So I'm going to put your GM skills to the test. We're going to go to this break, this musical interlude, and we're going to come back. We're going to see how good of a GM you are.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Bounce.
Let it bump.
It's a hard knock life.
Uh-huh. From standing on the corners bopping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all know me to fail. Nah, we all my with the rubber grip or shots. And if you with me, mama, rubber your and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our block. And my plot is sick of the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh, let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh, let's sip the crisp and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 2.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
I flow for those drooled out. Locked down in a 10x4, controlling the house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we ball blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. Okay. I'd rather that. I flow for chicks wishing they ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers that's born the clock. No mama be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot. Sleeping on futons and cots, the king size. Green machines, the green fives, the steam pies. Let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills. Then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phony rappers. Y'all might feel we homies. I'm like still, y'all don't know me. I'm tight grill. When my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? Leave. stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustle's still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard-pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, extra name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for ya, nigga.
Parole, we do have some questions. Do you think you'll be able to adjust to life on the outside?
Allow me to proctologize myself. Suppository speaking, my incarceration has forced, you said, the ventilation of, shall I say, my dairy air. And upon my discharge, I will ejectutate my mind to the prophylactic of the bowels of society.
Shut up!
The desegregation decisions and other type of legislation and Supreme Court decisions depends upon changing the white man's mind. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that our own mind has to be changed. We have to change our mind about ourselves.
In what way?
Well, so he teaches us the importance of moral reformation, a knowledge of self. And, for instance, the average so-called Negro, he doesn't think that he can go into business and provide jobs for himself. And because of this, he thinks that he can only get a job from the white man, or he can only get clothes from the white man, or he can only get food from the white man. And we who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad are taught that the same thing that the white man has done for himself and his kind, if our people could if they could...
Shadow, radio.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us here. Another Monday night. Got my guest host and interview person, I just automatically just make him the guest host of the night. My man, Terrence Coley, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, man.
And you don't mind chilling with me for, I mean, it ain't like you can go anywhere else, man, so. So, before I get into the next set of questions with you, gotta do this, man. Gotta thank, you know, Blog Talk Radio and Shadow Worlds Network definitely providing this opportunity. Without them, definitely this platform would not be built for y'all, for y'all voices to be heard by everybody. So lots of love going out to Shadow Worlds Network. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Also,
thank you.
You know, you got the Every Woman Talk Show. It comes on every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And definitely you can listen to the Man Up Talk Show every Friday night from 7 to 9.
Okay.
And then, of course, you got to come to the Live Sports Show out there, Game Strong Sports Talk Show. Follow us on Twitter, GameStrong3D. Once again, follow me on Twitter at GameStrong3D. And you can like our show on Facebook at Game Strong Sports Talk Show. Now, with that being said, my man Terrence.
Yes.
got a lot of hard decisions that you face day in and day out.
Yes, I do. So,
you know, you get God knows how many players that come into the gym. How do you assess the skills according to what you want on your team?
Well, I personally don't make that those decisions. Mr. Lionel Garrett, our head coach, is over player personnel. But I can say that my vision, if it was my team, if I was coaching the team, you know, I would want to have an athletic center that can run the floor, that can start the offense with a rebound and end the defense with a rebound consistently. I'm a fan, even though I'm 5'9", I'm a fan of tall point guards, man. You can't teach height. And, you know, when you're able to see over the defense and make certain passes, especially against a zone, I think your height is an asset. My wing, my two guard, man, I'm a big-time Kobe fan. You know, I'm also a Michael Jordan fan, but more of a Kobe fan, and I know that might have turned a lot of people off, but to me, Kobe is a dog. And that's the type of shooting guard that I like, man. And I think we got one on the way, man. I contacted one of my players that played for me last year, man, Mr. David Lee. And I'm hoping, man, that we can, you know, sign him to a contract, man. It's not up to me. It's up to Lionel Garrett. But, you know, hopefully I have some kind of influence. my three, I love an athletic small forward that can hit mid-range, has a super mid-range game. From the inside out, not mainly, you know, can hit a couple trays here and there, but, you know, mainly, man, working from free throw line down. Very tough, love body contact. Like I said, my four man, I want also athletic, you know, jumping out of the gym, man, Blake Griffin type. Can hit the 15, 16 footer consistently. We put a team like that together, man, there's no stopping us.
Okay, all right, well. I'm going to ask you this question, and I want the honest opinion. You're in the draft. You're sitting there in the draft room, boom, and you had the first pick in the draft, and you had the chance to pick either Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant.
Okay,
which one would you choose?
I mean, like I said, I'm probably going to turn a lot of people off with this answer, but it'll be Kobe Bryant. If I'm comparing their careers, you know, Michael Jordan came out after doing 4 years in college. So, you know, Kobe Bryant came out at 18, which he was
I'm doing this show at the same time.
Yeah.
Doing this interview, John.
But, yes, he came out at 18.
Yeah,
he came out of high school at 18, man. He's been able
to
carry the Lakers organization, man, for going on 20 years. I mean, he's box office. He got 5 rings. A lot of people say this because of Shaq was on the team, but there's no IN team. And, yeah, Shaq was dominant, but without Kobe, Shaq wouldn't have any ring. Just like Jordan wouldn't have any ring without Pippen. So, you know, I would definitely take Kobe Bryant, man. His shot is better. If you look at the numbers, man, he hits the game when his shot at a higher percentage than Michael Jordan. He has an 81-point game on his resume. First team, all defensive team, at least 7 to 8 times. I don't know right off the top of my head, but I know it's somewhere close. I think Mike was on there 9 times, so he's probably creeping up on that. Probably get that next year. He only had the scoring title one time, man, with one MVP. But it's a couple times that Steve Nash, won the MVP, and Kobe should have won that MVP. He was clearly the best player in the league. But, you know, because of your record, man, that they hold that against you in the MVP vote. Like I said, he tied with Donnell Marshall for the most three-pointers in one game, which is 13. Probably have I think he's right. Matter of fact, he is number 4 behind Michael Jordan on the scoring list. What else you want, man? He's gonna get ready to pass Mike. only thing Mike got on Kobe to me is he sell out his shoes.
Oh man, now I want you to hold on to that. okay? I believe, but what I'm just hearing is we got my man Marcus Singleton back. Hello, Marcus?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, my man. You okay? You good? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I just lost some service. I don't know what happened.
It's all right, man. If you want Sprint, I can understand.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm on Sprint.
Look. You know, we're not going to even talk about that. It's okay. My man Marcus, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the CEO of Atlanta Live, my man Terrence Coley. He's my special host of the evening.
Okay. What's happening, Marcus?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, man. Living the dream.
Oh, I'm familiar with what you got going on with the Atlanta Live, man. I'm real good, real close with Robert Martin with 50. So he was telling me about the team, whatever. I just was down there a few months ago for his birthday celebrity game. I was down there in Atlanta, down there playing with them guys. I mean, I'm one of them under the radar players, man. I mean, I ain't played no big college and none of that, but I ended up breaking the barrels and ended up working hard and played overseas in a couple countries. And I mean, getting a little bit older. I'll be 29 tomorrow, but I feel like I at least got 10 years left in me. And if you would give me a chance to play for your team, you wouldn't regret it. I'm a 6'2 combo guard, excellent shooter, play great defense. My defense, you could compare it to Patrick Beverly and Gary Payton, man. Like, I'm up on you, man. God gonna want to fight me before the game over. That's how good I lock up. You mean? So I'm one of them players, I mean, they get overlooked a lot because, I mean, I ain't got the resume like a lot of these other guys, but I'm one of them diamond in the rough, man, that you would love to have, and if you gave an opportunity, you wouldn't regret it.
Hey, well, I tell you what, man, tryouts May 10th, Atlanta, Georgia, at the Walter and Young YMCA, 10 a.m. The address is 2220 Cameron Road, Atlanta, Georgia. It's a $75 fee, man, but I'm going to waive it for you, man. Just bring your shoes.
What'd you say?
I said it's a $75 trial fee, but I'm going to waive that fee for you. Just bring your shoes.
Oh, I'll bring them. I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I want to see you in the house, man, Atlanta, Georgia, man. Where are you located at now?
I'm out here in West Philadelphia, born and raised. That's where I'm at.
Okay. I definitely don't mind pulling talent from New York, man. They don't need it. I take them.
You know, Philly, New York, man, we got our own swag that a lot of other places don't have, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, I heard, man. So, you know, I definitely heard. I'd love to have you on the team, man. You come down and try out, man, and Mr. Lana Garrett, man, he'd definitely take a look at you, man. We're definitely looking for talent. And, you know, after this phone call, man, after this radio show, you can give me a call. Chop it up.
That's cool with me. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm ready to take advantage of it.
Okay. All right.
Now, and you know, with that being said, we got a player. We got a CEO. Now, I know, and I'm going to definitely use both of y'all, my man Marcus. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Terrence. You were in the draft room. You had the first pick in the draft, and you had Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant available. Who would you pick?
I grew up and watched both of them play in their primes. Right now, if I was that GM. All right, now this is the question I'm asking you. Now we know Kobe didn't go to college, so we talking about same time Kobe would have been coming out of Lord Marion. And Mike would have been coming out of NC. Is that what you're saying?
Are we saying right now, they both, you wiping away championships, you wiping off records, you wiping off all statistics. They're both rookies. Jordan did his 4 years of school. Kobe coming out of Lord Marion. You have number one pick in the draft. And this is your interview process. My man already said Kobe Bryant. He taking Kobe Bryant. We're testing your basketball IQ.
Me, being from Philly, and even though I moved to Lower Merion my senior year and graduated from Lower Merion High, and we fellow alumni.
Okay.
As much as I want to ride with him, I got to go with Jordan.
Oh,
I
got to
go with Jordan. No disrespect, sir. I got to go with Jordan. I got a good argument. Why? I got a good argument.
Okay.
The reason
now,
why.
That's why you picked Jordan.
Why I picked Jordan? Simply because, to my knowledge, there are three best.
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Hello? I'm still on.
Yeah. Hello, Marcus? Oh, I guess it's call drop.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
He got Sprint.
Yeah, he got Sprint, man. You, oh, oof, man. Oof, man. Oh, Jesus. You can't do Sprint, my man.
I got to get rid of them. But the reason why I stay with them is because when I travel internationally, they got the best service plans everywhere. But but why am I saying Jordan? It's three players that the NBA had to change the rules for. Will Chamberlain, they had to make the lane bigger. Jordan, Bad Boys documentary came on last week. The Jordan rules. And, of course, like I told you earlier, one of my idols, Allen Iverson, they had to ban the crossover. It was too good. It was fine until he used that crossover on what individual? On Michael Jordan. Then it became illegal. Then he couldn't do it no more. So that's the simple fact is why I'm saying Michael Jordan. If they got to change the rules of the game because of you, you got to go with him. Kobe, like they say, when has it ever been cool for Daniel's son to come before Mr. Miyagi? That's all I'm going to leave it at. That's the best thing. I can't even, like, I don't even know we'll break into championships and scoring because how many games you win and how many awards you win doesn't have anything to do with how good you are. Of course, you can't win the title every year. Like, for instance, this year, LeBron, my favorite player, I thought he's the best in the world, but the best NBA player this year, we all know Kevin Durant. Yeah. Will he win it? Who knows?
So I don't see it, but I think LeBron is going to win it. But back to your point about change of the rules. You know, Shaq, they had to change the Hacker Shaq, man. So I want to throw Shaq in that as being dummy as well.
Oh, yeah, he in the mix. I forgot about him changing the Hacker Shaq.
Yeah.
But I got to go with Jordan. I seen Jordan play in his prime just like you. I can't go with Cole. I got to go with Jordan.
Hey. I feel you, man. I'm going to have to ride with Kobe, man. He's been a dog his whole career, man, and really didn't care about anything anybody said. I guess that's why, you know, I'm a fan of Kobe because he's, you know, looking through what he went through in Colorado, man, and was able to go in the playoffs in Denver, man, and still put up 40 to 45 points in the playoff series. Man, that's like really putting your problems to the side, man, and going to work. Jordan didn't have those kind of problems, man. Jordan was so beloved, man, that every time he stepped on the floor in any situation, at any time of the season, in any arena, man, he knew he was going to be cheered. Kobe Bryant was booed. Man, you know what type of mental that takes to step out there on that floor, man, and you know that most of the world is hate you, including Philadelphia, where you're from?
Yeah, he got booed in his own city, man. I know. That would kill me.
Go ahead.
That killed me. I got booed in my own city. But you got some good points. But on one aspect, I could rock with Kobe. But overall, I'm going to have to go with Jordan. The stuff I seen that man do against them Jazz and against them Supersonics when I was a kid, I can't go by it, man. I can't, but I mean, I don't know. But you got a good point, though. You got a good point. I can say we can both agree to disagree.
Yeah. That's perfectly said.
you know what? I got to throw in the 2 cents. I respect both players. I got to, you know. But Jordan, I just watched the classic game between Jordan, the Bulls versus Detroit. Kobe really never had to endure that type of defense on the nightly basis.
I mean, he came in 96, so he caught the tail end of it.
And again, he caught the tail end of it, you know. But if you had the Bad Boy Pistons and Kobe Bryant, can Kobe Bryant keep up? You know, he just happened to be a product of the change where the rules changed over and he was able to get by. You know, Jordan earned his 30 points. That's his career average. He earned it between Detroit, the Knicks, and Boston. He earned it.
I mean, the reason why Kobe Bryant is in this conversation is because we know he would have did his thing in that era. Just like LeBron James, there's only a few basketball players that we can talk about in our the last decade that can really go in that era. And Kobe's definitely one of them, man. Like I just said, the mental aspect of his game, he's a technician on the floor, man. Kobe has the best footwork as a guard in the league. That would have set him apart, I'm telling you. The best footwork posted.
No, I agree with you. You know, Kobe Bryant, really, I admire him for being competitive as Mike, stepping up to the challenge of I want to fill in the shoes of one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And, you know, Kobe Bryant said, you know, how do you know if you're the best unless you're better than your idol? So, You get those classic battles, you know, All-Star games, Kobe going against Michael, or, you know, the classic Laker, the Chicago Bulls game, you know, Chicago, even till when Mike was even playing for the Wizards, you know. He took that to heart. So I definitely admire that about Kobe Bryant because he took that competitive edge. And when Mike was long gone, he took that competitive edge and he thrived on it and won championships. Yeah, granted, he had Shaq. But there's a reason why, besides the age differential, there was a reason why they chose Kobe over Shaq. He was more serious about the game, more competitive. And definitely has the greatest chance of being an NBA, not great, but NBA Hall of Famer as a Laker. And, you know, the Lakers organization definitely take pride in that type of thing. So I definitely like both of you guys' answers. It's just, like you said, it's one of those debates you have to agree to disagree.
I agree.
Well, I disagree, man. I think Kobe, man, is the man. I have to take him, man, if I had that GM hat on. Like, hey, he carried the Lakers for almost 20 years, man. Hey, Mike was in and out.
Hey, I got a comparison for y'all, too, that somebody brought to my knowledge last week. And that's a hard one for me to call. I got one for y'all. Who would you take if you had to choose from Isaiah Thomas and Allen Iverson in their primes?
Ooh. Well, you can see, man, I like dogs on the court, man. I'm going to have to go with AI. AI is a killer. a killer. You can see Isaiah Thomas and Chris Paul, man. You'll never see another AI.
Right.
Who you got, Marcus?
I'm going. You know who I'm going with.
You going with AI?
Of course.
You going with AI?
I'm going with AI simply because, like you just said about Kobe Bryant, had a lot of stuff to go through. He had to deal with the media. He had to deal with the BS every night. He couldn't be himself. See, guys need to pay homage to them. See, guys don't want to respect that man. Because of him, a lot of these young cats can be themselves now. You can wear the tattoos. You can do what you want to do. He couldn't be himself when he was in his era. He was considered being a thug. The tattoo. See, that's why I got going. But as far as on the court, see, I didn't really see Isaiah play in his prime that much. But Iverson, the stuff that I've seen, man, on a nightly basis, is unbelievable. Like, as far as, you talking about killer instinct, as far as small guards, I don't think anybody will ever have what that little man had in him. I just don't think it's possible. Maybe 50 years, 100 years from now, but not my lifetime.
Wow. Okay. Now, this is probably left up to me. This is a it's a tie. Since, you know, my interns is telling me we got to wrap the show up, which unfortunately we do, I'm going to go ahead and choose Allen Iverson. I had a chance to watch Allen Iverson live and direct, and that man just his confidence out the roof. So, until next week, everybody, thank you for coming to the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. I want to thank my guests, Terrence Coley and Marcus Singleton, for being a part of it.